Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. Another Monday is here. Boy, time is flying by out here on the highway. It is the professor, the one and only with the doctorate, PhD in life. Yes, sir, folks, we are ready to go. Sitting here in our super secret location in Oakland, Oregon. Our white creeper van studio. Oh boy, been out on the highway now for over 2 months, I believe, or something like that. It's been a lot of days. It's tiring. I ain't gonna lie. It's tiring. Ain't a game for an old man anymore. This stuff will make you sleepy. So, the world's going crazy, folks. All kinds of stuff going on. There's so much to talk about today. Again, I'm sure this 90 minutes will disappear. But it's, I don't know if you've heard, I've been hearing a lot of people talking about September 24th. I don't know if you've heard it, but a lot of people talking about that date. There was some German prime minister type person, you know, one of the elite, told his colleagues that on September 24th, they would all remember where they were that day, which generally indicates some kind of thing happening. You know what I'm saying? It's curiosity. There's a lot of things being floated out there. A lot of things being floated out there. And I don't know. It gets spooky. And then they've been doing a lot of disaster training, and then Colorado's handing out disaster bags, saying it's disaster year. And it just makes you wonder. Makes you wonder what's going on, because there's a lot of things going on in the world that are not political that are dangerous. The New Madrid Fault has been active. Lots of tremors out there. And for those who don't know the New Madrid Fault, I believe it was like 1810 or something like that. It was back then they had a 9.0 earthquake. Basically, the area around Memphis and Nashville and all those big cities, which have been built with little or no earthquake protection. If the Madrid were to go off again, pretty much everything down that Mississippi area would be wiped. And the devastation would be off the charts is what the devastation would be. But I don't know, folks. It's getting to be a spooky little world out there with all the things going on. I'm hoping my connection is not too terrible because I am dealing with what I got to deal with. I'm going to put my phone up here where it can get the signal because we're running the whole show off my cell phone. We're as high-tech as it gets right now. But anyhow, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if you're keeping track of the solar flares. They've been knocking out radio all over the planet off and on. The sun's very active right now after a lull. Lots of northern lights being seen in places. And then the pole is shifting rapidly. These are all things really not being reported in the news, which really makes me curious. Anything they don't report, it's something I pay attention to, because let's be honest, the press doesn't exactly have a history of being forthright. And they've hid many, many, many stories. And I know movies are movies, but if you've ever watched The Core, they would not, if they knew something was terrible was going to happen, they wouldn't tell you. I mean, really, world-ending terrible. They wouldn't tell you. And the reason they wouldn't tell you is because you would panic, freak out, and it would set off a catastrophe before the catastrophe. Because you think they have trouble finding people to fill jobs now. You wait till you say to somebody the world's going to end in X number of days. You really think people are going to go to work if there's like 30 to 60 days left in life? Do you think everybody's going to get up and just go to their job and trudge through? And you think there's not going to be chaos? You don't think that everybody who delivers goods is going to try to get home to their family so they will not deliver goods? There won't be a product delivered. What we're talking about here is just chaos. So I would get not announcing something like that, but one day all the truth will eventually come out. See, that's the thing about the truth. You can hide it, and you can suppress it, and you can fact check it. You can do a lot of things. But the truth, in the end, always comes to the surface. That's a fact. That's not a theory. That's a fact. So it's just like this, the Uncle Sam's little prick. Now, of course, they've rushed another vaccine through. The first one was never thoroughly tested, as all of the data they are releasing now, you know, the stuff they wanted to keep secret for 75 years so that they couldn't be prosecuted and held responsible for the damage they've done with this garbage they're feeding people. Story after story is coming out, as much as the mainstream media does not want it to. A lot of the story is coming out, a lot of the details about how bad this vaccine, I can't say that, Uncle Sam's little prick. It's really, really, really bad. Embalmers are talking about people. See, this is what's funny. These reports right now are being fact-checked into oblivion. But they are facts. They're just not the facts that meet the narrative of the regime. And the regime requires strict obedience, strict compliance, and you must bow at the altar of the regime's science, because their science is the only science, which is, you know, much like they used to do in the medieval times, you know, when they would just kill you if you said something the king didn't like. It's getting pretty close to that. It really is. It's getting pretty close to the time where they would just flat out kill you if you don't agree with the regime, because they knock you off social media. They take any of your voice away. That's why I like Freedomizer. We're allowed to speak our minds here. It's one of the few places where you can go against the regime. I'm surprised they're even allowed to be on the air, because it is so hard to speak the truth anymore. But the truth about the Uncle Sam's little prick is going to come out. It's going to come out soon. You cannot hide the number of people who are just dropping dead. You can't hide that. You can't hide that at all. Because that will eventually surface. Because we're talking thousands, folks. We're talking thousands of people just dropping dead. If you go check the story. And remember now, you know, my son is, YouTube is not a place to get information. Well, son, YouTube has been right on everything so far. Everything they've tried to censor from YouTube has turned out to be true. You get what I'm saying? They said 2.25 million dead in the first 3 months. I said it'd probably be 250,000 to 300,000 people a year, if that. They said 2 weeks to bend the curve. I said, they're just going to lock you down and this stuff will never end. 2 years later, I'm finally getting back to work. They said the vaccine was 100% effective. They said Uncle Sam's little prick was 90% effective. They said Uncle Sam's little prick was 66% effective. Then they said it was 44% effective. I said from the beginning it was a rushed product and never should have seen the light of day. But it was an emergency, air quotes. And then they backed down after they shut everybody up, called everybody a liar, said everybody but them had misinformation, when every single thing they said was wrong, they finally went on TV and went, oops, sorry, we botched it. We screwed the pooch. Oh, it's okay, though. We'll just give ourselves pay raises and we'll forget about it while the rest of you can suffer the disaster we've wreaked on the planet Earth. The disaster we have done on the economy, the absolute destruction of families, the absolute destruction of people's insides. Well, we're just going to forget it because, you know, oops, sorry. We were trying for the best. We were trying for the best. So that should count. Not that we ended up screwing the pooch. It should count that we tried. We tried. We did our best. We did our best. It was something new. Nobody knew. No, everybody on Facebook knew, but you were censoring them. Everybody on YouTube knew, but you were censoring them. That's what makes this so evil. It's not that you just screwed up. It's you screwed up and shut down everybody who had something that was the truth, but you didn't want it to be the truth because it didn't meet the regime's view. So they shut down the planet. They made up the 6-foot rule. They made up the mask rule. They made up every single rule without a single fact to back it. And then they go, oops, we were wrong. Sorry. Hope it didn't ruin you to not have a job for 2 years. Hope the supply chain doesn't starve millions. Every single person involved in the decisions of this virus should be sent to prison under the Nuremberg Code, and they should be charged for crimes against humanity. We should not just overlook this and say, "Oops, I'm sorry," because you destroyed everything. Everybody involved in the lockdown should be sent to prison. All of these governors should be sent to prison. All of these people, look, folks, you look what you did to people because you were scared. You want to work? You can't work unless you take Uncle Sam's little prick. I took it. You have to take it, too, for it to be effective. You grandma killer. I promise that when the truth comes out about the Uncle Sam's little prick and all you people start dropping dead, I will show you the exact same mercy and compassion you showed me when I refused Uncle Sam's little prick. I will show you the exact same compassion. And if that worries you and you think that's a threat, then you were one of the people who was an absolute asshole to everybody who didn't see as you saw, because they understood that what was going on was BS. You get what I'm saying? All this, like I said, the truth will come out. It will get to the surface. And when it gets to the surface and people realize how duped they have been, there will be hell to pay, I hope. I hope that everybody who was involved in this garbage goes to prison. I hope everybody who is involved in this garbage gets charged. Nuremberg violations. Why only Nazis get charged with that? Because everything they did, the CDC, that doctor, the female one, come on there and go, oh, we knew from the beginning it wasn't 100% effective, but we had to lie to you to get you to take it. That's exactly what the Nuremberg Code's about, informed consent. That's exactly what it's about, informed consent, where you are told the actual danger or something before they stick it in you. Because you people who took Uncle Sam's little prick, you're changed forever. You will never go back to being a human. You will always be a GMO from now on. They should put little GMO labels on you so you don't put your blood into the system of the Americas. It's sad, folks. It is sad what has been done in the name of this highly survivable virus. It's sad. It's pathetic that we, that you people, the brave Americans, let this happen over a highly, like I said, I could understand a lot of this response if it was like a 50-60% killer. But less than 1%. And then when they started breaking down, and this is coming out, and I said this a long time ago, but oh, you guys are misinterpreting the data. You're just a bunch of rubes. You don't know anything about facts. Well, here's a fact, and it's been a fact for a long time. Of the people killed, of the people listed as Rona victims, under 10%. Under 10% died of the Rona and the Rona alone. Did you hear what I just said to you? As they've quit disputing this. This is not getting fact-checked now. 94% of the people that died had two or more comorbidities. So in other words, if you were a healthy person, you had a minuscule chance. And remember in the beginning, you know, the CDC, oh, this is nothing like the flu, Fauci. This is nothing like the flu. You compared it to the flu, Facebook, Twitter, bam, off goes your account. But now they're saying the flu, the Rona is nothing more than the flu. And maybe that would explain why in 2020, when they needed to drum up fear, when they needed to win an election, bred the fear. Of course, they would never do that. They would never use a health emergency to steal an election, would they? 2,000 mules, watch it. My son Hunter, watch it. The depravity is out in the open. It is. And it's a crying shame. It's a crying shame what we're doing. Anyhow, oh, look, the first 20 minutes went blowing by. So we're going to run a couple commercials through here, and we will be right.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place? With people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media. Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Peter the Corinthians hearts on my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32 through 36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that. I've been hanging around the Pacific Northwest, and if you're out here, it is smoke central, and boy, it is taking a toll on my voice. So anyhow, let's get to the top of the news. We're going to go over to Drudge, work our way down through their news and see what they say. I will probably go off on a tangent. You know me. That's what happens. Of course, right at the top of Drudge, you know, you've got all the things I've mentioned, you know, the pole shift, the possibility of earthquakes, sudden adult death syndrome, the fact that the vax is not working. All of these things are things that could be talked about. What's Drudge talking about? The Queen and her funeral. Now, I don't want anybody to get me wrong here, but so what? This woman, you had to have a special etiquette to talk to her because she was so elite and so much above you commoners. Ooh, don't touch me. I am elite and you are dirt and worms. And you're just lucky that I allow you to have my presence. Plus, we kicked the Brits' ass years ago. And made our own country. And to be honest with you, I could give two turds about the Queen. Other than a human has passed. A human, not a superhuman, not royalty. A human has passed. And now she is equal to everybody who went before her. Spent her whole life privileged and taken care of. And everybody bowing to kiss her little ass. And now she is no more than any of us. Now, I know a lot of you got, oh, she did a lot of great things. Yeah, she did a lot of great things, but she treated people like they were below her, and they were not. See, that's the thing. You guys running around talking about the rich elite, and here is a government official who had really nothing other than a figurehead where she could walk around and be so above everybody and don't dare touch or talk to the Queen because I cannot be bothered by you mere commoners. And their family's screwed up and dysfunctional. And we wonder why the world's screwed up and dysfunctional. You know, Harry doesn't sing words of national anthem, God save the king. Oh, this is so terrible. This is, I like it. Viewers shocked as spider crawls across queen coffin in the abbey. This is worth reporting, folks. You know, the pole shift, nah. Economy, woo. The jab, nah. The queen, a spider crawled across the queen. How dare that commoner touch her? Jesus, people. Come on. This is idol worship. This is exactly what it is. You have been taught to worship somebody who is no better than you. No better than you. How come you guys are so against elites and rich and all that stuff like that, yet you let this person who had rules about how you touch her? She was so great. She was so kind. She was an elite stuck-up. And now death comes as Britain faces risk of economic crisis. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why the whole world is facing an economic crisis. Let me see here. What's happened in the past 2 years that would cause an economic crisis? I think sending everybody at home and printing money and handing it out, I think that's what ruined the economy. It ain't the damn Rona. It ain't. It's the reaction, the paranoid, monk-like, germophobic reaction that ruined the world, and it wasn't the Rona. The Rona didn't shut squat down. I'm going to tell you what, if they hadn't run out and spread fear and shut everybody down and we just going about our merry way, it would have come and gone like any other variant of the flu comes and goes. It would have come and went, and nobody would have known it. And it might be a couple of people going, but have you noticed a few more people are dying? Because I never heard anybody talking about Rona deaths. I mean, you saw the numbers and stuff, but I'm on my friends list, and I never saw anything like that. But I sure did see a lot of people talking about getting sick. Oh, like, oh, I got to get ready for my shot because I'm going to be sick for a couple of days. So I'm going to get sick for a couple of days to avoid being sick for a couple of days. You people and your vaccines, I get it. I get it. There are certain things that need a vaccine, but those vaccines actually work. It's not this experimental BS that turns your body against itself. When the full depth and breadth of what has been done to people comes to the surface, there should be hell to pay. Turned into Charlie Browns, and they all fell for the line, follow the science. Fauci knows what he's... Yeah, Fauci has a pretty good idea what he's talking about because he was involved in making it. He was involved in sending the money to the lab it came from. He was involved in sending money to do gain-of-function research on deadly viruses. This man should be charged. This man should be in prison. This man should be in prison for life. But no, the great Fauci will be allowed to retire like every government official who lies to the public, like every government official who cheats the public and does things that the public can't do. They will get a pass. They will get a pardon. They will go off into the sunset with the great, sweet government pension that you are going to be paying for. For the rest of their lives. They have wreaked havoc on the economy. They have ruined people's lives. They have lied directly to the face of the American public. They have admitted that they lied to the American public. Yet not a single thing will happen to a single person because they are the elite. They are above you. And just like this queen, they will not suffer the consequences you little common peons will suffer. They will live a life, Tree, an elite,
where they never have to worry about anything while you grovel and work 40 hours a week just so you can pay your bills. The rich elite, see, that's what socialism, the rich elite political people and the connected political people will never suffer the consequences of the BS that they force on the rest of us commoners. Big government is always a bad thing. Always a bad thing. Know that. Last great funeral. Like I said, I don't give two shits about her. Newsom. Newsom's going to run for president. Oh, my God. Folks, I'm sitting on the border of California. I'm not far from California. I've been down in California. $6 and $7 a gallon for gas. That's what Newsom has brought. Homeless people everywhere in a once beautiful state that was pristine and prided itself on how clean it was for the economy. And now there's paper every place you pull off. There's trash, there's tents, there's shopping carts, there's garbage. They have destroyed a once beautiful state. They have people sleeping on sidewalks, pooping on sidewalks. Oh, by the way, let me, while we're talking about California, let me tell you a quick story that makes me just, this is how insane California is. Now, we've all seen the stories. People going into like Walgreens in San Francisco and just taking a garbage bag and sweeping stuff off the shelf and walking out the door, nothing's be done to them. They've eliminated cash bail. They put criminals back out in the street before they hardly get their feet in a cell. People are pooping on the streets in San Francisco. They got a map that shows where the poop is. They're shooting up on the streets. There's needles. The state's going down the toilet. Yet this guy wants to run for president. What's he going to bring? Is he going to bring his success, air quotes, to the rest of us? Is he going to bring his mountains and mountains of regulation where you can't do anything even with your own water that you've collected from the air? Is that what you want? You want the absolute destruction of California for the rest of America? Because that's what will happen if you elect this dweeb. He will bring the destruction. See, Democrats are turned into locusts. They buzz into a place that has a fantastic economy because California used to be the envy of the United States. Silicon Valley and all the numbers are going up and all the wages. And now, because of liberal BS, it has turned into a festering shithole where you can't hardly get a ride or truck or a U-Haul truck to get out of town because everybody's leaving. But yeah, sure, let's run for president. He says if Biden doesn't. Who the hell, look, if they hadn't stole the first election, this babbling boob would have never been elected president. And I know, you can speak. Now, watch 2,000 Mules, kids. They did actual forensic studies where they used the data that is stored in your phone to track people and then use cameras to show them dumping ballots. It's there. It's not a conspiracy. That's why they want you to talk about it. That's why they're, well, January 6th was a real insurrection. Bullshit, folks. Come on. January 6th show trial has produced nothing. There are videos. Are you not going to believe your eyes when the Capitol Police just opened the gates to get them in there? And then they didn't go in there like the Democrats when they occupied it over Kavanaugh. No, they went in there. They did stupid stuff. The leader of the insurrection was a guy in a bison hat. Come on, man. But they say if President Biden doesn't. Biden doesn't even know when the next election is. You ask him what he had for breakfast, he probably couldn't tell you. I took care of my dad, who had exactly what Joe's having, and I know from seeing his facial expressions, from watching people, he has no clue as to where he is. No clue. Okay. And here's the other one. This is part of your, see, they are using a technique that none of you want to admit, because you don't want to think you've been duped. I get it. Nobody wants to think they're stupid. Nobody wants to think they've been duped. But y'all have been duped. They used the media to orchestrate a temple of fear. They took a mountain of rights, which they will never fully return, and lied about a pandemic to scare you. And the next one on the plate, global warming. This has been, they've been trying to get this to get traction since I was a kid, except when I was a kid, they said we're going to freeze to death, not burn to death. And I will again issue this challenge to anyone listening to my voice. Name me one, just one. I'm not asking for 10. Give me one weather forecaster that can make a seven-day forecast that is accurate to the degree of temperature, the amount of rain, and what the weather will be. If you can give me one who can do that accurately all the time for a seven-day forecast, I might believe they have a chance of predicting 100 years in the future. Because, see, predicting 100 years in the future is the ability to run. 7 days accurately is walking. And you should be able to walk before you run. And the beauty of a 100-year prediction is you're not going to be there. Hell, of a 40-year prediction. Look, I'm serious, folks. When I was a teenager, it was global cooling. We were going to freeze to death. We were going to freeze to death. The world was going to end because we were going to freeze to death. They had displays in the Ohio Museum of Natural History at the Columbus Fairgrounds. Displays of how everything was going to freeze and the crops were going to freeze and people were going to freeze. It'd be no summer if we didn't cut our carbon emissions because they were blocking the sun. And now those same carbon emissions are causing us to heat up. And the reason they're saying that, because they don't have a damn clue what they're talking about. They don't. They have no idea. They are baffled. And then every year, at the beginning of the year, see, I live in a hurricane zone. I live down Virginia Beach. So we pay attention. We pay attention to hurricane talk. And every year we hear, oh, this is going to be a record year. And if you have a couple of named storms, oh, look, we're already in the alphabet. The weather's getting worse. The weather's getting worse. The weather's getting worse. Okay, here we are in September. October is the end of the hurricane season. So if extreme weather is going to be the norm and our carbon footprint is causing everything to go haywire, where have the hurricanes been? Anybody? Bueller, look around you, folks. Where have the hurricanes been? Seriously, where are they? The United States has been quiet AF. But nobody's talking about that because it doesn't fit the fear narrative. It doesn't get you scared. It doesn't get you worried. It doesn't get you, take my car, give me an electric POS so I can sit down and charge that thing every day on a grid that won't support it. This, my friends, is what happens when you follow idiots. And we are following idiots right now. We are following, actually, let me take that back. I don't think they're idiots. Because idiots would say that this was by accident. And I'm going to be honest with you. Ain't none of this by accident. The one thing you can say, you want to call leaders stupid. I do it all the time. But in fact, they're smart like a fox. Because every move is designed to elicit
some kind of response. That's the truth. I just wish I could get you all to see this. I wish we could get people to wake up to what's being done to us. I really do. Oh, well, as usual, time is ripping by, so let's rip some commercials in here, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon, but when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Sorry, don't mean to cough again. The smoke is unreal here in Oregon. I'm back. But let's get back to the get on down the road here, because Drudge has some things that are great here. Study: fervent supporters will excuse deplorable actions by their favorite celebrities. Well, it's not just celebrities, folks. See, they want to turn this to celebrities, but look at Joe. Okay, folks, have you seen Ashley Biden's diary? Have you? See, this is the other thing. We have a real story. We have a real evidence. We have a real person affected. We have undeniable statements from his daughter that Joe would get into the shower with his daughter. But not a word from the press. We've all seen the videos of Biden sniffing little kids, and there's that one little girl where he accidentally puts his hand on her young breast. Folks, as a man who is respectful of women, I would never forget, air quotes, where my hands were on a little kid to the point where it ended up on their breast. That's not an accident. There's video of it. But that's just Joe. He's overly friendly. He's a map. Look that phrase up. That's what they're trying to do. But it's like I said, it's like with the Queen thing here. You weren't allowed to touch her. You had to talk to her a certain way. She was so far above you. And if you knew somebody like that personally who wasn't a royal member of a royal family member, you would say, hey, that dude's an asshole. He thinks he's above everybody, and nobody would like him. But because they're a celebrity, you overlook the fact that they were a flaming asshole. you overlook what's his name, Woody Allen? I think I'm terrible with names. The fact that he had a young child that was his adopted daughter or something like that, and then he ended up marrying her. Well, that's not abnormal. That's not freakish. That's not screwed up. You are not supposed to idolize people. That's the bottom line. Yet we do. And when we do, we excuse. Look, Bill Clinton got a Hummer while in office. If you or I did that at our job and it was proven, we've been fired. Hit the door, Jack. Don't come back no more, no more, no more, no more. But he was just being Bill, and we overlook it. I had 40, 50, 60 associates who died under mysterious circumstances. I would be under investigation. But Hillary is a champion of the women in her pantsuits. So all of her friends dying is just coincidence. Go about your day, slave. The royalty has things to do. This is what happens when you let people get too big for their britches. And they need a study to understand this. No, it's human nature. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Proud Boys memo reveals meticulous planning for street-level violence. You mean burning a whole city down? You mean like
putting Portland under siege for days? You mean carving out an entire Chad district? Stuff like that? Is that what you're talking about? You're talking about an entire summer where people were afraid to go places. They took over interstates. They burned towns. They looted stores. But it was mostly peaceful. Is that what we're talking about? But we can't report on that because that's racist. That's racist. You're a racist, bigot, homophobe. Because no debate. Just call somebody a name. Poopy pants. You're a poopy pants. The Proud Boys are wrong for doing the memo. BLM was wrong for burning cities. You don't excuse bad behavior by any group, but you don't just expose one group's bad behavior. True reporting, unbiased reporting, would have done some honest reporting and not stood in front of a burning building going, it's mostly peaceful out here except for that huge bonfire and, well, the car dealership and all the stuff they stole from the store. It's normal. It's peaceful. They're throwing bricks, but they're not putting a lot of force behind them.
Jesus, we just become. And then, of course, their favorite person that they cannot let go, Trump. There's a whole bunch of stories about 8-minute monologue with melodramatic music, QAnon storm, MAGA gives a finger, strange salute sets off confusion to hide. Oh, this just, he's just horrible. He's just horrible. You guys, look, for 6 years now, this will be the end of Trump. This is the thing that does him in. This is where blah, 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 blah. And Biden's over here doing everything they accuse Trump of doing in spades. Not a word. Because he's good. He's on their team. Guys on their team. There's no independent journalism left in mainstream. There really isn't. And that's why I'm like, you know, I'm going to upset my son with this, but YouTube is a great source of information. It is. It's amazing to me. But they are so Trump derangement syndrome that that's all they can talk about. Trump, 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 Trump. Oh, we got him this time. Oh, this is the end. Oh, this will be his downfall. Oh, this is the one that's going to put him away. Oh, this one's really, oh, he's really done it now. Oh, he's really bros to peace. Shut up and get off. You really want somebody? Go get Biden. He's a corrupt as corrupt gets. But you'll leave him alone because you're all Democrats. And again, like I said, you'll excuse your heroes. And your heroes are all government officials. You excuse them. If they get a D in front of their name, they can say racist comments, and nobody cares. If you get a D in front of your name, you can be a former exalted Cyclops with the KKK, and they will welcome you into their fold. Robert Byrd. You can drive drunk and kill your girlfriend, and they will still pull you into the fold and be a Democrat. You can have numerous associates die mysteriously, and you're still welcomed in the Democrat Party. Y'all get it? Unhitch your wagon. And just like that, I'm not hooked to the Republican Party neither. If you listen to me, I'm in the middle. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an American. We need to get back to that. Quit being an R or D and start being an A. start being for this country again. Joe's sitting here raising taxes, telling us that, you know, all this terrible things are happening while spending billions in Ukraine on a war we ain't got no damn dog in the fight. Now, here we are. Here we are. Still attacking Donald 2 years later, and not an idiot who can't hardly form a sentence who's the president of the United States. I'm telling you, man. What's that? I'm going to just look at this. Surfing champion drowns in Costa Rica after suffering a seizure on the water. Huh. A medical emergency while practicing. I wonder if he had Uncle Sam's little prick. Because that is a gigantic story that's not being covered. All of the people, all of the excess deaths that are showing up. So every time I see somebody die of just weird deaths, you know. looky here. What is this? Border wall construction resumes under President Joe Biden. The Biden administration laid out its plans to rev up work on completing Donald Trump's signature projects. Say what? Say what? Huh. It's another thing they bash Trump for. So if Biden is going to continue building the wall, when do we start attacking Biden for being a xenophobe and all that? When do we start that, or is it only when a Republican does it? And all of you out there, oh, they're using immigrants as pawn by sending them to the – did you see Martha's Vineyard? Oh, my God. These people are out there. Oh, it is so improper to keep people out of this country who just want a life in the United States. Oh, they're in my neighborhood? Oh, hell no. Yeah, my neighborhood. We're rich. We don't want you poor Mexicans here. They sure as hell changed their tune real quick, didn't they? I thought you were a sanctuary city. Give them sanctuary. We do not have the infrastructure to care for poor people because, unfortunately, everybody here is rich. So we can't be bothered by you commoners in our neighborhood. So send him away, James. Send him away. It's so obvious, it's disgusting. But Joe can bomb people, not a word. Joe can build the border wall, not a word. Joe can get in the shower with his daughter, not a word. Joe's son can do blow on a hooker's butt, not a problem. Joe can threaten with a quid pro quo for American relief, not a problem. Oh, Trump, he was doing this, made up. Oh, Trump, he was doing that, made up. Oh, Trump, he was doing this, made up. We got him this time, made up. If you can't look at that, you're part of the 35% that still supports this boob in the White House. And he can do anything he wants, any way he wants, and it'll be okay with you because he's got a D in front of his name and he's on your team. When we all used to be on the American team, not the Republican team, not the Democrat team, we were Americans first. Now, you're ashamed to be an American. Oh, America's bad. America's an oppressor. America's evil. Americans have built their history on poor people. I'm telling you. Let's see here. you see? See, this is what I'm talking about. This is another story that... Standing is tiring act would let workers sit down on the job. Legislation to let workers sit down. How How much more proof do you need that the government is big and out of control? See, if you look, the founding documents were 41 pages. Everything our founding fathers were afraid of happening, they wanted a very limited government to just enforce basic rules that apply to the whole country. Individual states would deal with smaller things, but it was never supposed to be a government that micromanaged every business and every life. And look, there's a shortage of workers. So if your boss is being a dick to you, quit. There's a shortage of workers. That means you should be able to find another job, and maybe they'll quit being morons to you. See, this is what I'm talking about. The fact that we're going to get legislation that says you can sit down at work tells you why there's a worker shortage. How does that tell you why there's a worker shortage? Because there's a company that won't let you sit down, to the point where we need legislators to come save you from that company. You get it? Like I said, you treated your employees like dirt. And now you're surprised when they have options that they quit. They're tired of your nonsense. They're tired of you treating them like dirt. They're tired of you treating them like subhumans. That's what we're seeing. That's exactly what we're seeing. People are fed up. But a government law like this is not the way. We have thousands of pages of useless laws on the books because, see, they understand that if they sit there and look like they're doing nothing, people, well, they got to keep passing bills. They got to pass as many bills as they can to show how effective they were so they can say how many new rules and regulations they implemented, because that's their sign of effectiveness. This micromanaging of everything will come back to bite you, and it is coming back to bite you, and you're too stupid to realize why your employees won't come back. Again, I know a place that takes great care of their employees, and you don't see them begging for wait staff because they were paying them better than minimum wage before there was a shortage of workers that caused everybody to go from paying $2 an hour for a waitress to $20 an hour and saying they still can't find people. Maybe if you hadn't been such a moron to them in the past, they'd be more willing to come to work. Just maybe. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't have any facts or a study to back me up, but I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. Oh, well. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and fire this last commercial series out. And then that way I can continue the last part of the show without too much interruptions, because it's going fast, and it is. It's really, I cannot believe how fast it goes by. So here we go, last set of commercials, and then we'll be here to close out the show.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics. Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Absolutely my favorite commercial. Stand your ground, folks. Don't be afraid. Quit being so timid and scared. Stand up. Be counted. Be firm.
Because, my friends, this is the time to be strong and not weak. It is very much time to be strong and not weak. I'm not kidding you. You better come to the table. You better get yourself ready, because they are taking every right away from you, and you better know that. The government is not here to help you. They may say they are, but they definitely are not here to help you. It's like Ronald Reagan said, the worst phrase you can hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Because they just have this habit of making things worse. But speaking of the government and your wonderful government, and again, this is another thing where they've been caught and people are surprised. Oh, why would the government do that? Here's the story. Pentagon opens sweeping review of clandestine psychological operations. Say what? You mean the government runs psyops? Huh. I thought they were honest and good people. You're so dumb. You people who are trying to transfer so much power to the government have never looked at history. The bigger the government turns out. Big government is the problem. It is not the solution. You better know that. But it says the Pentagon has ordered a sweeping audit of how it conducts clandestine information warfare. Did you hear what I just said there? Clandestine information warfare. See, the internet can be used as a weapon. It can. You get what I'm saying? And you're handing them truckloads of power. The last week instructed the military commands that engage in psychological operations online. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? They set up fake media accounts to do psychological warfare. I'm sure the psychological warfare part is directed at anybody who's not a United States citizen. So therefore, it is perfectly okay. The Defense Department attempted manipulation of audiences overseas. I'm sure if they're doing psychological operations, they just kept it overseas. I'm positive. You can trust the government. They're good. They're not evil. They're good. They just sometimes things get a little out of hands. More than 150 bogus personas and media sites created in the United States was disclosed last month by internet researchers. What? I mean, you can do your own research? I wonder if people are going to chide them and go, I bet you did your own research. I bet you did your own research. See, that's what a dumbass says. I bet you did your own research. Because they're so ignorant that they can't think for themselves, so they need somebody else to tell them what to think rather than doing their own research. So they're like a little bird. Bet you did your own research. Bet you did your own research, Mom. Because they're too stupid to think on their own. Psychological warfare. Significant, they found the pretended personas employing tactics used by countries such as Russia and China. Oh, I thought we were free. Aren't we free? See, this is what happens. Government's too big. There's no accountability. Look, they lied to you about the vaccine. Nobody will go to jail.
They lied to you about people's sudden adult death syndrome, which nobody can figure out what the common cause is, when it just occurred when the Uncle Sam's little prick hit the shelves. That's just coincidence. Correlation does not equal causation. Y'all keep your head in the dirt. Just keep your head in the dirt. Because the comeuppance are coming. It happens everywhere. Oh, and then now they're all trying to, back Joe's play on the inflation. Oh, it's temporary. It's transitory. It's only... See, I grew up when Mr. Peanut was sitting around, and we had inflation rates well into the double digits. We had employment rates into the double digits. There was a thing called the misery index. And here we are again, but this time instead of Mr. Peanut, we got Mr. Magoo. You get me? 10-year yield jumps to 3.5%. Well, that's a good thing. The stocks are finally going to start, the bonds are finally going to start making money. Warning signs multiply in front of pivotal Fed meeting. We'll see what that is, if it will come up. I'm sorry, again, I'm on a weak sell signal. Let's see what they say here. It's rate week. The Fed will join central banks in England, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, determining whether... Okay. Again, who gives a shit what's happening in those countries? I don't. They said the investors are worried the global economy could be hobbled by the continuous tightening of monetary policy. It's funny. They don't worry about that when they pass legislation. So they say all eyes will be on the Fed this Wednesday. So let's see. We should get rid of the Fed. We should go back on the gold standard, and we should quit playing with money worldwide. But see, this is the cabal that is formed. The bankers, if you want to know who's the real powerful people, it's the bankers. Ain't the governments. There's not an elected person in the bank. They're the rich elite that you hate so much, but yet you give them so much power. You give them the ability to manipulate money without something to tie it to. And now after creating a new bubble for the housing market, it looks like it is getting ready to burst too. And don't forget, I'm sure that all these big corporations that are sweeping in and buying up all the houses to rent back to us will be kind. I'm sure they won't spike the rents like they have spiked in Virginia Beach and everywhere across the United States. So let me ask you something. What changed? What changed to make your rent go up $200 a month? You're in the same building. It's probably already been paid for. Yeah, their maintenance costs will go up. Their end will go up. But will it go up $200 per unit or $300 per unit? Or is it just because they can, they will? See, all this is monopolies, kids. This is all what happened the first time the United States economy crashed real bad, and we had the Great Depression. That's when they wrote a whole bunch of laws against monopolies. And what do we have? What is Amazon? A monopoly. You get me? There's a slowing housing market. Sellers ask, why list when we can collect rent? See? Dreaded side effects rears its head on the latest COVID variant. Keep trying to spread that fear. keep trying to spread it. Here we go. Less than half of Manhattan workers have returned to their office. You think? Here's the thing. If there are some, I agree there are some places that need offices. I am with you on that. But this is the paradigm shift. Why do you have to go to a building to do something you can do at a desk at home? You know why? Bueller, anybody know why? Anybody raise your hand if you know why. It's because they can monitor you and make sure you're working because they don't trust you. That's why you got to pee in a cup and provide your criminal records to get a job, because the company that will probably can be charged with all kinds of violations, they're a good company. We don't trust you. We don't trust you at all. You are untrustworthy. And, oh, where did all the employees go? Oh, we can't find anybody to work for us. We don't trust you. Pee in this cup. Bring us your criminal. I wonder why we can't find anybody to work for us. CEO makes $10 million, and everybody at work makes barely enough to survive. I wonder why we can't find anybody to fill our jobs. It's a mystery. I wonder why all these people are dropping dead. I wonder what's changed in the past year. Certainly isn't the the vaccine. I'm telling you. And then they go right back into more garbage about the Queen. Who cares? Who cares? You all out there act like she was some kind of, it's such a tragic, it's not a tragic day. There are a lot of people better than her that it's a tragic day when they die. It's just unreal. I'm amazed. And then, here we go. Oregon fans chant F the Mormons at BYU game. To see, it is now hip and trendy to hate people who have moral values that are something they live their life based on. You're not supposed to have any individual morals. You're supposed to accept everything and just say everything's okay. Look, hey, the libs are trying to normalize pedophilia, kids. They are. Minor attracted person. You know what we called those people in my day? Joe Biden. Oh, sorry. No, we called them what they were, freaks, leches, creeps, perverts, but now they're minor attracted persons. Like it's just something simple. Not that it's disgusting, you know, like getting in a shower with your daughter. And that's not rumor. That's from Ashley Biden's diary. We have a sicko in the White House. And y'all out here, they say grab him by the things. You guys, your Trump dysphoria, your Trump folks. What's this? Here's another one for you. Try this one out. You'll get a kick out of this. Eating after 9 p.m. could increase your cancer risk. See, this is what's funny. They'll do all these studies on cancer and really obscure subjects like when you eat and all this other stuff, but they won't look at what the vaccine has done. There's no study. The ones that are coming out are showing some really horrific things about Uncle Sam's little prick. But, yeah, we got to have a study about eating and 25% increase in cancer risk. Yet they don't talk about the increase in cancer risk from all the chemicals in different vaccines. No, we can't talk about that. If you talk about that, if you talk about the fact that vaccines increased at the exact same time autism increased, you can't do that. We can't study that because the vaccines are from pharmaceutical companies that are in most of our representatives, air quotes, pockets. They make how do you turn into a multimillionaire after 4 years of $175,000 wage in one of America's most expensive cities to live in? Bueller. You do it because you're corrupt and you take money. Study that. Don't study that. I'm telling you. Oh, well, we're down to the last 3 minutes, folks. And so I'm going to leave you with some parting thoughts here. The time is now, before it's too late, to stand up to the political oppression, the overgovernance, the fear-mongering. I'm telling you, if our leaders were the leaders of Britain during World War II, everyone would have lost. Because instead of telling people to be brave and steadfast, they would have told you to cower and be fearful and pray you don't get killed instead of being strong and going about your day like nothing was wrong. We're turning the world into a very weak place. Weak men create bad times. They do. And right now, we are the weakest of the weakest of the weakest. It's really sad what we have become. So find your center, find your core, find your beliefs. Follow your beliefs. Don't force your beliefs on somebody else. Follow what's right for you. That's the true thing about freedom. Freedom does not guarantee any result. Because freedom means the ability to make bad choices as much as it means the ability to make good choices. But that's what freedom is. The ability to make bad choices, find the consequences, and change. You need to quit fearing. You need to quit being scared. Everybody dies. Everybody on this planet will die. Everybody. Nobody escapes it. The question is, will you live? And being strong and brave and steadfast is really hard, but at the same time, it will give you so much freedom. Freedom from the self-doubt that everything's going to kill you or harm you or do something to you. Like I said, we all die. Don't fear it. Live. Be strong. Stand on your convictions, folks. Every day, stand on your convictions. Don't be like they stand for something or fall for everything. Those are true phrases, folks. And I stand for individual rights. I stand for limited government. I stand for taking the power back. And most of all, don't accept Uncle Sam's little prick. The truth is coming out. Once you do it, you're a GMO forever. So it has come to an end again. So if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.